بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable Ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, the year 1447. We in the Islamic year 1447 marks 1,500 years since the blessed birth of our beloved leader and master Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in the month of Rabiul Awwal on a Monday. While there is no unanimous agreement on the exact date, historical sources present various options and opinions. Some say the 2nd, some say the 8th, some say the 3rd. But the most widely accepted, the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, his blessed birth occurred approximately 600 years after the heavenly ascension of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, my respected audience, for 6 long centuries, the earth was shrouded in utter darkness. The light of guidance had vanished. Humanity was suffocating under the weight of falsehood and oppression. Superstition ruled hearts, tyranny crushed the weak, and immorality poisoned societies. The Persian Empire, which was once a mighty empire, bowed before the flames of worship, consumed by injustice and despotism. The Byzantine Empire, which was rich in power and knowledge, was drowning in corruption, in oppression, and in spiritual decay. And the Arabs, despite their bravery and eloquence, were lost in ignorance. They were burying their daughters alive, waging endless and senseless wars, and defiling the sacred Kaaba with lifeless idols and stones. Humanity stood on the edge of despair, crying out for a savior, a guiding light to pierce the darkness, to bring hope and justice to a world that was looking for mercy. And it was against this backdrop of darkness, and it was against this backdrop of despair, that Allah in His infinite mercy sent the greatest gift to humanity, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the birth was itself marked by divine intervention. The miraculous defeat of Abraha's army, which sought to destroy the Kaaba, as mentioned in Surah Al-Fil, Allah sent flocks of birds that obliterated the invaders, protecting His sacred house and heralding the dawn of a new era. And on that blessed night, the world witnessed extraordinary signs. The palace of Khusrows in Persia trembled. 14 balconies collapsed. foretelling the eventual fall of tyranny and oppression. The sacred fire of Persia, which blazed for 1,000 years, suddenly extinguished, a sign that falsehood was nearing its end. From the home of Amina, a light radiated across the horizons, announcing the greatest light ever to grace this world had arrived, the light of guidance, the light of mercy, and the light of truth. Unlike other prophets that have been mentioned in the Quran, such as Musa, Ibrahim, and Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah did not frequently address His beloved by name. Allah did not address His beloved by name. Out of divine reverence and honor, the Quran most often refers to Him with titles of love, respect, and majesty. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, O you who wraps Himself in garments. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, O you who wraps Himself. Ya ayyuhal rusul, O Messenger. Ya ayyuhal nabi, O the Prophet of Allah. And even in the case where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does mention His blessed name, is mentioned not in direct address, but in honoring His mission, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are the Messenger of Allah. This was a special distinction reserved for none other than Him. And not only that, my respected audience, not only that, the Quran even honors His very own being. It mentions His blessed body to show the sanctity, Allahu Akbar. Listen to this. With regard to His heart, Allah says, فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ, with regard to His face, Allah says, فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ كِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّي وَجْحَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Allah says, we will turn your face to a Qibla that will please you. With regard to His heart, to show the sanctity of His heart, Allah says, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى, that the heart did not lie about what it saw. With regard to His eyes, Allah says, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا تَغَى. Allah says, the sight of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not swerve nor transgress. With regard to His hand, Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Allah says, those who pledge allegiance to your Nabi of Allah are in fact pledging allegiance to none other than Allah. The hand of Allah is over their hands. So even with regard to the sanctity of His body, Allah mentions in the Quran. And most striking of all, hay my Allah, most striking of all, Allah took an oath by the age of none but Him. Allah took an oath by the age of none by Him. لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. That this unique oath of لَعَمْرُك is unparalleled in the Quran. A divine declaration of the immense value, the love and honor that Allah has for His beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And such honor reminds us that His status is beyond human comprehension. He is the mercy to the world, the seed of the prophethood, and the light that radiates and dispels the darkness. His mission has been so beautifully encapsulated in the following verse, where Allah says, يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثَ وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. What is his mission? He calls towards good. He forbids from evil. He permits what is lawful. He forbids to them what is impure. And he relieves them from the burden and the shackles that bound them. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ My respected elders and friends, his message was not for a tribe, nor for a nation, nor for an era. It was for all of humanity. He taught me and you that every, regardless of race, class, has intrinsic worth. In a world that is fractured by tribalism and arrogance, he came with a message of dignity and equality, laying the foundation for universal brotherhood. To the oppressed and to the downtrodden, he was a source of dignity and hope. To the sinner, he was a compassionate guide, never shutting the doors of repentance. To his enemies, he showed unmatched forgiveness, turning hostility into friendship. He taught rulers justice. He taught merchants honesty. He taught families love and harmony. His mercy even reached beyond human beings. He urged kindness to animals. He taught the preservation of nature and a balance in all aspects of life. Even in war, his guidance preserved human dignity and life, a mercy that was unparalleled in history. What were some of his achievements? Let us look at two or three of his achievements. He was the restorer of divine connection. Humanity, as you and I know, was drowning in idolatry, in superstition, and in moral confusion. As a mercy to the world, Allah sent his beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, granting humanity the greatest favor of divine guidance. Through him, Allah taught the world tawheed, the oneness of Allah, reviving the pure faith of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He taught that no one stands between the creator and the creation. He freed people from the chains of intermediaries and oppressive systems. Through his profound yet simple teachings of prayer, remembrance, and sincerity, he rekindled the bond of human soul, what is Allah, and the heart to taste the sweetness of the closeness of Allah. He was a champion of equality and justice. Before his time, the powerful oppressed the weak. The women were treated as property. Through divine guidance, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam elevated the status of the marginalized. In Madinatul Munawwara, he established a model community that was founded on justice, on mutual respect, and the rule of law. The constitution of Medina, one of history's earliest social contracts, ensured the rights of all citizens, Muslim and non-Muslim, providing and proving that peaceful coexistence was not just a dream, but a live reality. He was a model for mankind. He was a living Quran Kareem. Allah says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that he was of the exalted standard of character. He forgave when he had the power to retaliate. He forgave when he had the power to retaliate. He showed human humility despite immense success. He never turned away anyone in need. Even his enemies testified to his integrity and his compassion. His character remains the ultimate example for those who are seeking moral excellence. He was an advocate of knowledge and reason. At the time when ignorance reigned, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ignited a culture of learning. His very first revelation of Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, taught us that he linked knowledge. He laid the foundation for the golden age of Islamic civilization, inspiring centuries of advancement in science, in medicine, in mathematics, in philosophy. He thought that seeking knowledge is an act of worship, a principle that propelled humanity to move forward. And his teachings was rooted in compassion. What did he teach, my friends? He taught that feeding the hungry is a path to paradise. Feeding the less fortunate is a path to paradise. In fact, he mentions in a hadith that generosity is close to Allah. Generosity is close to Allah. It is close to the people. It is close to paradise. And it is far from the fire. Stinginess, on the other hand, is far from Allah. It is far from people. It is far from paradise. An ignorant, generous person. An ignorant but generous person is more loved by Allah than a stingy worshipping person. That was his thought. What else he thought? He thought that smiling is an act of charity. SubhanAllah. Even a smile to your brother is an act of charity. He thought that the best amongst you is the one who is best to his family. He showed kindness to animals, emphasizing mercy even towards the voiceless. To a creation that could not speak, he even showed mercy to them. He taught us that true greatness lies in serving others. My respected elders and friends, in conclusion, centuries have passed, but his message remains relevant today as ever. In a world that is torn by racism, in a world that is torn by inequality and spiritual emptiness, his teachings on justice, mercy, and Allah consciousness provide solutions that transcend time and geography. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not leave behind mountains of gold. He did not leave behind mountains of gold or towers of stone. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam left something far greater, a legacy of faith, a legacy of morality, and a guidance that continues to illuminate the path of 2 billion Muslims. Today, my respected elders and friends, as we reflect on his birth, as we reflect on his birth, and coincidentally, today is the 12th of Rabiul Awal. SubhanAllah, how Allah made it. Today is the 12th of Rabiul Awal. I have to say this. As we reflect on his birth, we cannot ignore the cries of our brothers and sisters in Gaza and Palestine. We cannot ignore the cries of our brothers and sisters in Gaza and Palestine. Their steadfastness, their patience, and their courage are living examples of the prophetic legacy that you never bow to injustice. Supporting them is not an option. Supporting them is not an option, it is an obligation. It is an obligation for every believer who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Standing up for the oppressed is part of his message. Standing up for injustice and standing up for the oppressed is part of his message. We need to bring alive his legacy. We need to bring alive his sunnah, and we need to bring alive his mission of inviting people towards good and forbidding them from evil, so that the world can see once again justice and mercy, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us on the day of Qiyamah with our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us from amongst those who will drink from the Hawd al-Kawthar. from his Mubarak hands of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Once again, we make a humble appeal for the collection that takes place after the salah. As we had mentioned, generosity. As we had mentioned, generosity is close to Allah. It is close to Jannah. It is close to the people. Every cent that you spend, you are a generous person. Allah will reward you many, many fold in this dunya, in the qabr, and in akhirah. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين ثم نشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بالتقوى الله عز وجل وطاعته والتمسك بسنة حبيبه صلى الله عليه وسلم وخاصة بحبه وتعظيم شخصيته صلى الله عليه وسلم والدفاع عنه في كل مكان وحين من كل معاند وغاصب من كل جانب وواصب فذلك على كل مسلم حتم وواجب لأنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعظم الخلق وأشرف أحسن الخلق وأجمل أنور الخلق وأفضل صلى الله عليه وعلى آله خير الخلق في طفولته أطهر المتطهرين في شبابه أنجب البشرية في كهولتي فصلاة الله وسلامه على من قاد إليه الشجر وسلم عليه الحجر فهو خير للبشر صلى الله عليه وسلم فهو أكمل الخلق وأرحم وهو الأحلم وهو الأعلم من أعلاه الله وعظم في صحبته أطيبه مغنم صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما ما رأيت أحد أنجد ولا أجود ولا أشجع ولا أدوأ وأوضأ من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيها الناس اعلموا أن كل من آند وأبغض محبوب رب العالمين فهو أبتر وهو أسفل السافلين كما جزم سبحانه وتعالى بقوله إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا ومنهم الذين يؤذون النبي ويقولون هو أذن كل أذن خير لكم يعني النبي هو أذن خير لكم كما أخبر سبحانه وتعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Let us ensure that our subs are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let us try to fill in the gaps, stand as close as possible. Inshallah, this will be a means of unity, love, and muhabbat in the ummah, inshallah. We try to stand as close as possible. Allah, unite us, unite our hearts together, inshallah. There is still space in the precincts of the masjid, inshallah. Let us try to fill the spaces in the masjid, the boundary. There is no place, we can go upstairs as well, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريعا مريعا نافئا غير ضار عاجل غير آجل. اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانتين. اللهم انا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، لله رب العالمين.